This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips it down inside the
93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Honesty, and producer Jake and I have a whole lot of fun in the process. Of course, we're going to talk Husker sports, college football, sports in general. The fastest hour in radio is back, and I got a question. I got a serious question. Does Nebraska need to go 4-0 in October? And I'll be honest with you, my initial answer was no, they don't need to. But I've heard some other people talk about this. And I'll be honest with you, I thought they made some interesting points. So I'm going to ask the fine folks at home. What's that text number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
Again, it never changes, but just for those who didn't know. Does Nebraska need to go 4-0 in October? I asked a question earlier this week. Does Nebraska, Michigan State a must-win game for Nebraska? Now, we dubbed it a must-not-lose game last week when we chatted during the bye week, Jake and I. I got the response from so many people. Every game's a must-win game. I don't get that response. I have tried to understand it. I get what you're saying. Take it one game at a time. Every game is the most important game of the season because it's the next game of the season, and that's the game that matters most. But it's a broader perspective question. It's a bigger picture question. I'm not acting like a coach or player right now who has to take it one game at a time. I'm looking at the season as a whole. Because if you tell me every game's a must-win game, then we have to go undefeated or the season's a failure. And I don't agree with that. And we are so far from that, it's redonkulous. It's ridiculous to phrase it that way if that's how you view it. We have to go undefeated. So I don't think that's what people mean, but that's how it comes across to me. So my question is, does Nebraska need to go 4-0 in October? Because you look in November, we're going to be dogs to Penn State and USC. And we're going to be huge favorites against UCLA, but we're also going to travel multiple time zones, which Big Ten teams have not done well in, which makes what Oregon just did at Penn State even that much more impressive. But we should beat UCLA, just like we should beat Northwestern. It shouldn't even be close. And we probably will be favored versus Iowa, but let's be real. It's going to be a one-score game. We know how those have gone, and we know how games have gone against Iowa. So my question is, you come back to October. We were supposed to have a jump this year. We were supposed to have certain things go on this year. Some of those things I bought into, some of those things I discussed and moved on from because I didn't buy into. It was, as Jake and I said, 4,000 times over the course of the spring and winter. We're going to wait till we see it. And then we even made a joke because we said it so often. I think people got tired of hearing it, but it was like, here's what we expect and what we think is fair. I predicted 9 wins. I think it's fair to expect 8 wins. Magically out of thin air last week, I decided to give myself another game called the bowl game to get to those 8 and 9 wins, but it works mathematically, even though technically everyone knows that's not what I meant, but it's okay. We'll get there as time goes along. But my question is, does Nebraska need to go 4-0 in October? It's going to be windy on Saturday. You know that helps Michigan State. That helps the team that struggles in pass defense, playing the team that passes the ball really well. They struggle defending the pass. We pass the ball well. The trenches is not our strength. You're going to have to stop the run and run the ball more in the wind. Although Matt Rhule said he's not that concerned about the wind today. Depends on how windy it is, I suppose. I'm hearing 40-mile-per-hour type gusts potentially. That probably helps Michigan State. I'll be honest with you. I put out a score prediction earlier this week. I've already decided to change it. Are we getting any texts there, Jake? What are people saying?
Cubsker says we need to go at least 3-1 this month with a close game with USC.
That's in November, but I get what he's saying.
Yeah. Scott from Bancroft said, will we? Unfortunately, no.
What do you think, Jake? Do we need to go 4-0?
I wouldn't say need to. I think if you're looking, if you want 9 regular season wins, you might need to go 4-0. So it just kind of depends on what your goals are. If they need, if you want to go to the college football playoffs, absolutely. You need to go undefeated here this October. So I think it just depends on kind of what your goals are and what your look is into it. I don't think it should be viewed as that way in my mind. Just because I think that you know, the pie high expectations or hope to get to the playoffs. Sure, we all want that. That's the goal of every team. The Nebraska football team is going to say the same thing. So, you know, there's a certain line to be drawn there. But for me, I think the healthy growth of a program, or as far as, you know, taking step forward and all that, I think Nebraska could afford a loss this month. And I say that in part because if it does happen, I don't think there should be this freak out panic deal that happens if you lose, a game against an upstart Maryland or, you know, Minnesota on the road. I think those ones. Now, if you lose to Northwestern at home and we haven't seen, you know, then there might be more panic. Michigan State this week, I think there's going to be a little bit of panic if you lose it. So it kind of depends on how it looks, but I don't think Nebraska needs an undefeated October.
I'm going to tell you right now, we better not lose to Northwestern or UCLA. You know, you want to know how many minutes of a game that UCLA has led so far this year?
I do want to know.
Zero. They have never led in a game. You remember last year we talked about Kent State?
Oh, yeah.
They led for, what was it, 1 minute the entire season? At that point, like, we were 10 games in. I didn't look up to see how Kent State finished the season. But 10 games in, they had led for one entire minute of the entire season up to that point. I don't know how they finished. Maybe they won every game after that the rest of the year. Doubtful. Like, we better beat Northwestern and UCLA. And I know I brought up the time zone thing, but oh, my gosh, with the excuses at some point. Just like, we're going to hear it. We're probably going to bring it up. We're going to Maryland. We're going to travel multiple time zones. Then we're going to come back. And on a short week on a Friday night, go to Minnesota. It's going to be brought up. I don't care. Everybody deals with stuff. Everybody has stuff. USC just played a game at 9 a.m. Pacific time. By the way, that's kind of brutal on the scheduler's part. So they literally went from having the latest game in all of college football the week before to the earliest game, their time zone-wise, in all of college football. That's a little brutal. You know what USC fans have said? I don't care. You lost. And frankly, you managed the end of the game pretty poorly and gave Illinois the ball back with a great kicker and too much time on the clock, and that's why you lost. And that's what they're going to focus on. Guess what? It's all a part of sports. It's all a part of competition. It's all a part of football, and the fans are right. Here's part of what brought this up. So if you look at teams that have not gone to major bowl games in the Big Ten in recent history, whatever you want to call them, not bottom feeders, not the upper echelon, like not Penn State, not Oregon, not Ohio State, teams like that, but like middle of the pack type teams. Nebraska's only won 25% of their games against recent Big Ten opponents. Out of their last 25 games, they've only won 25% of them that made a non-major bowl game. So you made a bowl game, but it wasn't a major bowl game. Let me repeat that. We've only won 25% of our games against middle tier Big Ten teams. Not Ohio State, not Penn State, not Oregon. We're 9-21 in our last 30 games in the Big Ten. Of the 9 wins, only 3 of those teams had a winning record. If we're going to show true improvement, true progress, like we are significantly getting better before we get really tested in November. I thought this was a fair question. Now, do I have an answer in mind? Yes. But I thought it was something that could be thrown out there because I've heard other people talking about it. I'm like, not a bad point. Not a bad question. When we have been favored by more than a touchdown, more than 7 points, we've lost 25% of those games. In recent memory. That's craziness. When you're favored by more than a touchdown, which to me is 6 points plus, you know, the extra point should be automatic. So 7 points. And you lose 25% of those games. That's craziness to me. I'm not trying to be depressing. What I'm saying is if we're going to step back and look at this thing as a whole, in a vacuum, you lose one game to Michigan State, I'm not going to sit here and panic. But I am going to say, y'all better win every game the rest of October. I'm still looking at this year as a bottom line type year, you better win at least 8 games at the end of the year. You can't say everything that was said in the offseason and then not be at least a little bit better. And that is like legit the bottom of the barrel of what I consider to be acceptable. So we could, I am being as generous as I can, Jake. We can be 7-5 and go win a bowl game, and I'll count it as better than last year because technically it's better. But when I said 8 wins, I meant 8-4 all offseason. When I said 9 wins, I meant 9-3. I did not say 9-3, but everyone knows I meant it. Now I'm trying to give as much leeway as I can to the program that I love so much, and I'm giving a bonus game. We're going to make a bowl game, right? I can assume that, right?
We better be.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Thank you. I'm assuming we make a bowl game. Has anybody else commented on the, do we need to go 4-0? Do we have to go 4-0? However we phrased it.
Yeah, 0778 says part of Rule's job is to win games we're supposed to win. The next four games should meet that definition. Mm. 2188 says need to go 1-0 this week.
No, we're looking big picture. Stop with that. Stop with that. Stop with that logical way of looking at things. I don't like it.
3082 says, you know, a loss will lead to panic. 0326, same type of deal. Michigan State is a must-win due to potential psychological fragility of the players and the fan base. 3-1 would be acceptable in October in his mind.
All I'm trying to point out with some of the stats that I've shared is the lack of success we've had with teams that we should be beating. With all due respect to teams like Minnesota and Maryland, Michigan State, who has had a couple of new coaches in recent history, which means they ain't been doing well, Northwestern. These are teams we have, I'm not going to read those things again. They're kind of depressing to me. The amount of games we've won versus the amount of games we've lost versus teams that we should be beating. These are teams that, let's be honest, our brand is significantly bigger than and our roster is more talented than every single one of them. Year after year after year, we had the fourth best roster in the Big Ten. Whatever the original three order was, Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State, we were always number four and always number one in the Big Ten West, and we know how that went. Now Oregon comes in. Now USC comes in. So obviously they're factored into this mix now as well. But year after year after year, easy for me to say, the results did not match in the win column the talent that we had on the roster, at least not on paper. That needs to start happening. That's all I'm getting at. Like, it is time for that to start happening. Everything that was said all offseason, it was exciting, it was fun. You ain't got a match at all. But let's do what should be done. When Nebraska joined the Big Ten, you would have said it was Michigan, Nebraska, Ohio State, Penn State. Then you would have had your next tier. Then you would have had your bottom tier. We're in that middle tier now, realistically, and we aren't winning as much as we should in that middle tier. And that's where I think we need to have a whole lot more success if we ever want to get in that realistic CFP conversation somewhere down the road. And that's October. That's October. That is what this month is about. We go to Maryland, who honestly, of the next four teams we play, may be the best team, which is crazy. They were terrible last year. They got raided by the transfer portal, and they're starting a true freshman quarterback, and look what they're doing. They may be the best team we play in the next month. Minnesota's had our number. Michigan State always plays as tough. Oh, what was the stat? I think it was our last five games. There was a combined point differential of 15 points. And that was it over the last five games. We got to find a way to get the job done. Now, to answer my own question, do we have to go 4-0? No. I really think we need to beat Michigan State because of what the one texter said. Psychological fragility. He obviously listens to things that I put out on social media because I've used psychological tests and I've used mental fragility multiple times over the course on social media. But I think it's a mental thing. If you just look at the schedule, beat Michigan State. We have to be able to mark Northwestern down as a win. And then if we're looking at just the bottom of the barrel of what's acceptable, can't believe I'm looking at things this way. Bottom of the barrel of what's acceptable. That's what we're chatting about. You just go 500 at Maryland and at Minnesota. Because you actually have to go on the road now at some point. Play a road game. Two games you're probably going to be favored in. Well, it depends on what happens versus Michigan State. Just go 500 in those games. Beat Michigan State. You're healthy. You're fresh. You're at home. You're off the bye. You're a double-digit favorite. You should win Michigan State. And I don't care if you win by double digits or a single digit that just happens to be a one. All you got to do is score one more point than the opponent. Sounds so easy, right? Then just go 500 at Maryland, at Minnesota, and then you should beat Northwestern. And you're sitting at 6-2. Then you look at November. To be clear, these aren't goals. The goal it would be to go 4-0 in October, and then we chat about November at that point. But you go 3-1 in October. You're sitting at 6-2. All you got to do is go 500 in November. And one of those two wins that you would need to get would be UCLA. Should be a gimme, with all due respect to the Bruins or whatever's left of them at this point. Like, getting 8 wins in the regular season is honestly beyond realistic. It is beyond realistic. It is insane how attainable that is. And then that 9th win that I predicted in the preseason could still come in the regular season. I'm allowing for us to even lose a game where we should be favored. Like, we're going to be favored in basically all these games outside of USC, Penn State, depending on how these games unfold over time. Who is favored, it obviously can change. And I'm predicting us to pull 0 upsets. Not predicting, but I'm saying if we pull 0 upsets and we don't even win every game we're supposed to, there's a one-game mulligan in there and you can go 8-4. And then you go to a bowl game. And you have a chance for a 9th win. I think it's beyond reasonable to win 8 regular season games and have a shot at a 9th win. Before we get out of here for this first segment, the noon hour of the Adam Carriker Show is brought to you by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue. Now with 2 locations at 11th and Cornhusker and a 61st and Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burn-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, full slab of ribs, half-smoked chicken, and much, much more, plus incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th and Cornhusker and a 61st and Apples Way, just off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. All right. Jake, text line, or you have anything before we get out of here for this first segment?
Yeah, a couple thoughts here from the text line. Somebody says, time to grab our jock straps and start winning games we should win. I don't care how, just win. So that's a way of phrasing it. 1671 says, we definitely need to beat Minnesota this year. So really looking for that victory.
If we look back, so I'm going to read this text. I just got a text that said, I disagree on 8 wins is acceptable. To be clear, I'm not saying I'm happy. I'm not saying this is what I want. I'm saying the bottom of the barrel of what's acceptable. There's a reason I phrase it that way, is 8 wins. Why? Because it's the least amount that we can show this season that we've at least gotten a little bit better from last season. It's the least amount of things we can do. By the way, next year's schedule gets a little bit tougher, and if we're going to keep getting better, I'm going to ask for 9 wins with a little tougher schedule. Just putting it out there.
A little tougher is an understatement. That schedule's a bear.
Hey, the same rules have to apply. I'm just saying. Now we're year 4 at that point. Here's the text. I disagree on 8 wins is acceptable. Is it an improvement? Yes. But it took millions and millions of dollars to bring in players and new coaches. All that to win one more game. That's not acceptable. If it was to go from 11 wins to 12 wins, then maybe. But 7-8, no. If you are spending big boy money, you need to be hanging with the big boys. That was Andy Jurassic. Thoughts, Jake? He makes a fair point. I'm trying to say what I think is acceptable versus what would actually have me happy and jumping for joy. And those are two different things. But go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, I mean, again, it just depends on where you're coming from. He does make a good point, but, you know, everybody's spending money these days and looking for different types of ways to get money in. You know, to your point about next year's schedule, that's what Nebraska needs to get over, this kind of this hump in front of them. I mean, this needs to be the year, because next year there isn't a bunch of UCLA's, Northwestern's, and Purdue's on the schedule. It's tough week in and week out. So they're going to have to earn whatever record is afforded to them. But with this schedule, what you want is to see Nebraska take that jump. You want that year 3 jump under Matt Rhule. then I can kind of see hoping to get to 9 wins. And I hope people aren't jumping off the bandwagon of that. You had 1 3-point loss to Michigan. You got to take care of these games. The problem that's kind of still sticks in my head is Michigan State from Matt Rule's first year, UCLA from last year. They've lost to some bad teams. Is that, are they done with that?
So if we lose to Michigan State this weekend, we're 5-3. Isn't that what we were last year at this time?
Well, we'd be 4-3, right? Or we'd be 3-2.
Oh, that was that. Oh, I know what that was. Yeah. My mind was ahead of my mouth. Let me catch my mouth up to my mind. My mind was if we go 500 in October, we'd be 5-3. And that's what we were at the same time last year, right?
Yeah.
And then you're going into a much tougher November. That is correct.
Yeah.
If you want any, let's be real. If you want any shot of getting 9 wins this year in the regular season, you got to go 4-0 in October. Because you look at November, you're going to be an underdog twice. Then you got another team playing who we can beat, but has had our number in Iowa. So if you're looking for the millions that you spent and the new faces you brought in to take a little bit of a jump, just a little bit, 4-0 in October. That being said, if we lose to Michigan State, I don't even know how it's going to play out yet. If we win, obviously it's all good. We're 4-1. We're actually feeling pretty good going forward. If we lose, I'm going to tell everyone not to panic. Unless we lose by 40, which, dear Lord, that won't happen. But at the same time, it's like, what's the bigger picture goal? I'm not talking about a jump right now. I'm talking about, what about Bob, that movie? I'm talking about baby steps, just baby steps, because at least you're taking steps in the right direction. You're not stuck in the mud. Dear Lord, you can't go backwards. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.